Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Questions and Answers. Man, it's been a lot going on. It's been a lot going on in the NBA. The NBA is going to be a fun season next year. This is going to be big fun. I mean, dude, Kawhi finally made his decision, and he signed with the LA Clippers. But the caveat to that is he's bringing along Paul George with him because they made Oklahoma City and the Clippers made a massive deal where Oklahoma City is going to be receiving 5 first round draft picks from Oklahoma City. And that Danilo Gallinari and the good rookie point guard that the Clippers had last year and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander out of Kentucky. So those two players are going to Oklahoma City along with 5 future first-round draft picks for Paul George because evidently Kawhi Leonard talked to him and he went into, I'm assuming, Sam Presti's offense, general manager, and demanded a trade. And they honored it. And they traded him to the Clippers. So now, because I always believed that Paul George, remember when he was with the Indiana Pacers, he always talked about how he wanted to go home and play in L.A. I believe Paul George was scared to go home and play by himself, you know, with the L.A. Lakers. I believe he was scared of being the alpha dog. And I believe that's the reason why he re-upped with Oklahoma City. Now that Kawhi's there, a true alpha dog, one of the top 3 players in the league, now it's okay for Paul George to go home. And that's what I truly believe. I believe he was scared and worried about the pressure of going home and being the guy and having to deal with things if they don't go good, don't go well. I don't think Paul George can handle that type of pressure. So I believe that's the reason why he re-upped for Oklahoma City. And so now, like I said, he let Kawhi talk to him. Because word is, Kawhi talked to KD at first about linking up with him. But I guess, you know, I don't know if it was a mutual thing. They both just decided to go a different direction. Or KD told him, nah, man, I'm good. You know, I don't know. So his next option, his next choice was to talk to Paul George. And evidently, Paul George is all in. Like I said, he immediately went to Sam Presti's office and demanded a trade. So now, it looked like Oklahoma City is in complete rebuild mode, meaning that Russell Westbrook wants to leave now. So they're going to have to work on a Russell Westbrook trade. I'm pretty sure they're probably working on it right now, trying to get him out of there. Because word is he talked to his agent, and I guess him and his agent talked to the Oklahoma City Thunder organization, and they want to leave now. I mean, I don't blame Russell Westbrook. I wouldn't want to be a part of a rebuilding process. I mean, because they got to do something. I mean, they just gave up a guy who basically finished second in the MVP running this season. And they sent him home. He went to L.A. He's going to be playing with the Clippers. Clippers are stacked. And it's going to be a very interesting season, man. And I can't wait to see how this season is going to turn out. It's going to be good. And it's going to be fun. I also want to talk about all the other free agent signings that happened over the last few days. You know, how much of a difference can these new additions make to their squad? NBA Summer League is playing right now. We're going to discuss that. We're going to talk about Zion Williamson in this first game. So, guys, if you want to call in and talk about NBA free agency, all this madness going on right now, give me a call at 1-347-843-4939. Tell me what you think about it. How do you think the Kawhi to the Clippers sign is going to go? Do you believe that they've catapulted the Lakers? Because, you know, when the Lakers pick up AD, a lot of people are proclaiming them as NBA champions. Vegas, the Vegas odds makers, had the Lakers as the NBA champions for the upcoming season. Now, with this addition to Kawhi and Paul George, now the Clippers are the favorite. So, I'm curious to see. I mean, what do you think? Do you think the Clippers, you know, deserve that number one spot that they're getting and the season hasn't began yet? Or do you think it's the Lakers? Call in. Tell me what you think about it. 1-347-843-4939. Questions and answers, baby.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Big day in sports. All this happened, you know, when I was asleep last night. I woke up this morning, found out that bombshell that Kawhi went to the Clippers when everybody on ESPN was reporting for, like, the last week that he was going to the Lakers. So that was a shock. And then we find out Paul George going there, too. Like, wow, I didn't even know he was in the mix because he had just re-signed last year for all that money. So that's crazy. Man, so
oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Totally. I really agree. So what do you think? Do you think this pales the Clippers above the Lakers? Because, you know, the Vegas odds had the Lakers as the upcoming champions in the 2020 season. Do you think this catapults the Clippers as the number one team to win the championship next year?
You know what? You know, I was thinking if the Lakers got Kawhi, it was definitely the number one favorite. But I like the moves they made. I think they're both neck and neck. And the reason why, I think Kyle Kuzma is like the X factor. People sleep on him a lot. The Lakers, you might not say they have a big three. They have a big 2.5. And they still have a couple of roster spots to make. I think they need another shooter. I like the re-signing of Rondo and JaVale McGee. And, you know, if they get another shooter or maybe Iggy, then, you know, I think they're right there. I think they're neck and neck. As far as the Clippers, I like the defense they're going to be able to put up on the court with PG, Kawhi, and Patrick Beverly. So it's going to be interesting, man. They play in the same building, same division, same conference. It's going to be real fun to watch this year, man.
I agree. It's going to be totally sick, man. I mean, I also like the additions that the Lakers made. You know, they're filling out their roster. I mean, they have Marcus Cousins. I think that's a good pickup because he still has something to prove. I mean, I could see
him,
you know, maybe giving you about 14-6 because I don't think he's going to ever be right from that Achilles injury. So I could see DeMarcus giving you that. I like the addition of Danny Green, good defender, you know, good shooter.
Absolutely.
You know, so they filling out the roster, re-signing, like you said, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. He's a perimeter defender. He could also shoot the ball. You know, the great Boston College alum, Jared Dudley, you know. He's going to give you a couple of buckets off the bench, play a little defense, give you a little leadership, you know, wave the towel on the bench, get you hyped up. Kyle Kuzma, definitely.
Man, sleeping on them, man. They sleeping on them. I really, like I said, they're not a big three. They're like a big 2.5, 2.75. One thing I know for sure is I think it's going to be the Bucks out of the Eastern Conference and L.A. team in the finals, man. The Bucks and the L.A. team. And I also wanted to ask you about that trade because the PG trade because they gave up a lot. But what's Westbrook going to do, man? How you feeling if you're waking up this morning and you Russell Westbrook, man. PG re-signed you know, last year for all that money, and even had help. They had like a little party that was filmed on ESPN, and they gave him the keys to the city and everything. And now it's like, wow. So what do you think if you play Russ, man? Play devil's advocate.
Well, if I'm Russell Westbrook, honestly, I'm kind of pissed off right now because with Paul George so abruptly going to Sam Presti and demanding a trade, that's telling me that he probably didn't consult with Russell Westbrook or nothing. He just like, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And I think Russell Westbrook wants to leave now because we're hearing rumors that he, him and his agent already went to Sam Presti and the Oklahoma City organization, and they're talking about options for his future. So I believe Russ wants to get traded too, because why go through a rebuild process where you already done been to the top by making it to the finals, and you've
Absolutely.
Been to the top team that's made it, you know, to the Western Conference Finals multiple times, and you're a regular, you know, in the playoffs. So why would you want to go from that to going back to a rebuilding situation? So I believe Russell Westbrook was pissed off. He may be pissed at Paul George because, like I said, Paul George
has to be, man.
And demanding a trade. Now, I'm pretty sure Russ probably didn't know about all this. So if I was Russ, I'd be shocked. I would be pissed. And I'll be trying to work on getting out of Oklahoma City.
Yeah, he has to be, man. And if you're an OKC fan, you have to be mad because, like I said, they had the beard. They had KD, Russ, Ibaka. And can you imagine being on Steven Adams on that team? They had all that potential.
Man.
Nobody – go to say when it's been talked about how they kept all those players, man. How you not see the –
Believe you me, I know, man. I was an Oklahoma City fan, so I know. Yeah, they had James Harden. They had Russell Westbrook. They had KD. They had Serge. They had Allen Robinson. They had a decent bench. They had Nick Collison, the old veteran. They had a good squad, man. But – it all boiled down to a $5 million salary cap hit. That's why
you
Sam
Presti
did
that, man.
A $5 million salary cap. And then when they decided not to pay that, they decided to choose Serge Ibaka over James Harden. And that's the reason why James Harden is gone. And I'm not going to lie. I admit, during that time when they let James Harden go, I really didn't care because I was pissed at James Harden because of how he didn't show up against Miami. You know, he didn't show up.
So
they needed him.
Man, imagine having that
Miami had a big
five
three.
More years.
Miami had a big three. Oklahoma City had a big three. And it's like Oklahoma City big three didn't show up because James Harden, he didn't show up. KD and Westbrook showed up, especially Westbrook. But James Harden didn't show up at all. And you tell me when you ever seen James Harden afraid to take a shot. I've never seen James Harden
afraid
to take a shot.
Never since that time. Yeah, never after that.
James Harden going to chuck up any shot he get, especially if it's a wide-open shot. And in that finals, he passed up wide-open shots. So it was like he was just completely petrified and scared. He had one good game in that series, and it was game two. Game two in Oklahoma City. That's the one good game he had. Other than that, man, he didn't show up. So I guess during that time, I really didn't care that they had chose Serge over him. But when you go back and look at it, I kind of wish they would have kept James over Serge because we know what James turned out to be. And, you know, maybe I would have got my dream of them putting Russell Westbrook at the two guard instead of one. And have a James run
Which
the point,
done.
And
they would
have a totally different team and a better team. Because to
we
me,
got a better coach
when
too.
Russell Westbrook, a better coach. When Russ has the ball in his hand 99% of the time, to me that's not going to work all the time, man. Because he turns it over too much. He's kind of erratic with the ball. I think James Harden would have been more of a steady. He has more of a steady hand with the ball, a better decision maker. So. Believe me, I wish they would have kept that squad together and they would have did that. Had James play the point, move Russ to the two, and have KD at the three.
All right, one last thing, man. Give me your top five NBA players right now. With me, I think it's LeBron 1, KD, Kawhi. Well, probably Kawhi. Well, I got LeBron, Kawhi 2, probably KD, probably Greek Freak, and I'm running them off with the beard. But what's your top five? I'll listen. And I'll hang up. Peace.
All right. Thanks, Gary. All right. Well, my top five would be LeBron at one, Kawhi at two, KD at three, Anthony Davis at four, and I got to go with Steph Curry at five. That's my top five in professional basketball right now. If I was to go top 10, I got to have my favorite guy, Damian Lillard, in that top 10. Damian Lillard, he's in that top 10. Klay Thompson, he's in that top 10, in my opinion. Joel Embiid, you know, but the thing with him is he has to stay healthy. But I would have him in that top 10, you know. So that second tier, man, I guess you could kind of mix match whoever you want in there. But that top five, that's my definite top five. Now back to the Lakers, man. I mean, they've been filling some holes, and I kind of like what they doing. You know, since they couldn't get Kawhi, they're building out. You know, they're filling out their roster now, and I'm liking what I'm seeing. You know, adding DeMarcus Cousins, adding like I said, Jared Dudley. You know, he give you veteran leadership. I mean, I know my brother don't like to hear that. He's driving them nuts. You know, hearing about Jared Dudley, but hey. I mean, hey, I'm being real, man. You know, he veteran leadership, give you a couple threes, you know, off the bench here and there, play with energy, give you some rebounds, play defense. I believe he's a good pickup for him. Danny Green, like I said, another good pickup. Kyle Kuzma, like, you know, like Gary said, nobody's really talking about Kyle Kuzma, but we know what type of rookie season Kyle Kuzma has, and him playing with LeBron is going to do nothing but make him better. Questions and answers, baby. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, T-Wash?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. This is Casey calling. And I know you must be excited about what the NBA is doing.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch the games next year. It looks like it's going to be exciting, especially with all the good players spread out.
Oh yeah. It's like almost every team has two bona fide stars on it now, and that's a good thing, you know. Instead of like teams having three, you know, all stars and four all stars, you know, or even one all star,
right.
You know, I think that kind of evens it out, you know. Teams having like multiple stars, you know, maybe that'll even it out and make it, you know, not so easy for these top teams to win and things like that. So I completely agree with you, Casey.
I agree. I just wish there are a few more superstars out east so that I can go see them when I check out my Pacers. But I have two things for you. The previous caller, Gary, he kind of stole what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about Russell Westbrook. And the thing with Russell is that they're saying right now that he's probably trying to demand for a trade, as in right now and not after next season. I know he's under contract, and they're saying something about Miami might be able to pick him up. What do you think about that?
Well, if he was to go to Miami, I think he'd be a good fit with Jimmy Butler. Both of them kind of like – I'm trying to think of their personalities. Both of them had those type of personalities where they're like alpha dogs. So it's almost like who's going to be the alpha dog and who's not going to be the alpha dog. I think they can play together, but, you know, they're going to have to, like, have a powwow with each other, have a man-to-man, you know, kind of let it be known whose squad it is. I'm going to say it's Jimmy Butler's squad because he's the one there now. He's the one who signed the Big Max deal to go there. He's the one with the veteran leadership there right now. So I would say it would be Jimmy team, and I would say they would just have to like have a man-to-man sit down about it, and I think they'll be able to mesh together. But Russell Westbrook, and you got Jimmy Butler, you have Deion Waiters, the two guard. They traded Whiteside, so I have no idea. Well, they probably maybe they might start Bam Adebayo at the center, so that would probably help them because they traded Hassan Whiteside. I think they'll be okay with those two if they were to trade for Westbrook. Miami should have the money to be able to pick up his contract because Westbrook has, like, I think $150-some million left on his deal, and I think Miami will be able to do that. It's just a matter of how they play together, and what they have around them, because Miami, I mean, they have that rookie that just picked out of Kentucky, Tyler Hero. They're expecting a lot of things out of him. He's a pretty decent shooter, but I don't know how that's going to translate when he play with the big boys. I mean, he's balling in some league right now, but what is he going to do when he play with the big boys? So, I mean, I think it'll work out, but I don't see Miami being, like, you know, in contention for Eastern Conference title if Westbrook was to go there.
You think they'll make the playoffs?
Yeah, in the East, definitely. I think they'll make the playoffs in the East, but if they were playing in the West, they would struggle. Because in the East, I mean, you got to think about it. Your top four teams in the East are going to be Milwaukee, the Philadelphia, the Pacers, Boston. Yeah, those top four right there. And then, yeah, maybe the Nets. The Nets will be in there. The Heat may be able to get in there. So, Westbrook and Jimmy Butler, I can see the Heat making the playoffs.
Okay. Very good, very good. Last thing, Zion, the young phenom.
Okay, what about
him? He's not playing in this next summer league game because they said he got injured. He bumped knees with another player or something. And my question to you is, do you think he's going to be fragile in the NBA?
I really hope not.
Is because he plays really, really hard, you know, and I could see him going down, you know. I mean, I don't want to, but what do you think the team, what do you think the Pelicans should do to prevent something like that from happening?
Well, KC, what they doing right now? They shutting them down the rest of the summer league. That's probably the best thing they could do. Because if he get hurt, I mean, I don't want to say it like this, but if he was to get hurt, you would rather see him go down when it matters. Right now, it really don't matter. I mean, don't get me wrong. As a fan, I want to see him play. I hate that he's not playing the rest of these games. But just to make sure, because he is your franchise now, since you traded Anthony Davis, you're starting over with Zion as the franchise player. So you want your franchise to be out there day one, game one of the NBA regular season, especially if they open up in New Orleans. You want those New Orleans fans to be wild and crazy down there, you know, to see this kid. So they're doing the right thing right now by shutting them down. Well, he'll be in game shape. I mean, he'll be practicing still. I mean, he still can practice.
Yeah,
he's still going to have
– last night.
Well, yeah, because think about it. He's been on a whirlwind tour the last 3 months. He's been going different places, going to, you know, trying to get shoe deals, and he hasn't really played no ball. So that's why he's helping the public. He's not really in game shape yet. But that'll come with training camp and all that. So they're doing the right thing right now by shutting him down. He ended up finishing the game with 11 points on 4-9 shooting. And, you know, he had a couple of Zion plays, you know. Three dunks. One of the dunks, he literally took the ball from Kevin Knox of the Knicks and just dunked it in, you know, got hype. It's like everything he did got oohs and ahs from the crowd. That tells you how much these people want to see this kid. So you want him to be, you know, fresh for the NBA season opener. And like I said, the way these people was going crazy in the summer league game last night, imagine – in front of his home crowd in New Orleans, that wild crowd down there. So, yeah, you want to have him fresh for the NBA season opener. So they're doing the right thing.
Okay. All right. It is going to be exciting. Thanks, T. Wash. Keep doing what you do.
All right. Thank you, KC.
Yeah, okay, take care.
Questions and answers, baby.
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. That's what's up. I just heard that conversation about Zion that you was having. You know what? I hope he's just not a dunker. I hope he forms some kind of jumper, you know? Seriously, man.
Yeah.
First out, is he going to be fragile or not? I don't think he is. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, all the NBA players going to be fragile. But I do understand what y'all was talking about, a player being fragile. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think he is. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's just been the wear and tear of him just getting drafted, I think. You know what I'm saying? And
He does need to develop a jump shot, though. If you watched that game last night and you watched some of his games when he's at Duke, he has a line drive jump shot, and he barely gets off the ground. So that's something they definitely got to work on with. He doesn't have enough arc on the shot, and that's why he missed the shots, like his three-pointers. I mean, you could just see it. I mean, he has a set shot. So that's something that he could work on. You know, even with his free throw, he missed a couple free throws because they are line drive shots. He's literally pushing them up like all muscle. He's not using his legs. So that's the one knock I got on Zion. He could work on his jump shot and make that better. Everything else is fine. He rebounds. He hustles. He plays hard. He plays defense. We all know what he could do athletically. So if he could work on that jump shot, man, he's going to be a monster.
I blame that on, you know, the coaching from you know, the college he just came from. You know, I believe that the coaching up down there, they some good coaches, but he should be a lot more ready, you know, and a lot more seasoned than he is right now as far as a jump shooter. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows what he can do defensively, rebounding, putting it back and all that. But as far, I mean, that goes with all sports, like Tim Tebow, you know what I'm saying? They should have readied him more than they did coming in as a quarterback, as a thrower. You see what I'm saying?
I agree.
And I knew Tebow, why did he have to change his position? He didn't have to. He should have been more ready. I mean, these some high-profile coaches that you're paying millions of dollars to in the coaching game in college. And to me, they're not doing their job. They just down, they out for themselves, and that's to bring a winning season to the program to bring in more money.
I agree. Well, hey, thank you for the call, Jay, man. I appreciate it. Hey, call back anytime. You know, like I said, hey, questions and answers Thursdays and Saturdays, bro. 7:30 Eastern time, 6:30 Central, man. Call back, and, you know, like I always tell everybody, it doesn't just have to be about the topics I'm throwing out. If you want to call like T-Wash, what you think about football season? What you about college, you know, a particular team? What you think about NFL? You know, hey, we could talk about whatever, man. So it doesn't just have to be the topics I throw out there, man. But I do appreciate the call, man, Jay. And
no,
I'm going to talk to
no
you later, man.
All right.
Have a good one, buddy.
You too. Keep it up.
All right. Thank you. Questions and answers, baby. What's going on? Who's
hey,
calling?
T, how's it going?
All right. How you doing?
Doing all right. Good show so far. Good show. Called the last
thank
little
you,
10 minutes. Pretty good. Pretty good college you got there. And I like that
right,
Zion evaluation.
You.
Very good. Very good. But I had a question.
All right.
What do you see my Pacers starting five being? Also,
the Pacers?
You can address this next. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, what pairing do you see being the best, and which pairing do you see not working?
Okay. For the Pacers, at the point guard, we're going to have Malcolm Brogdon, who was an excellent pickup. I mean,
I agree.
I hate to see Darren Collison retire, but they said he wanted to, you know, get off on a faith mission and, you know, help people and things like that. So they saying that's the reason why he retired. But Malcolm Brogdon was an excellent pickup, man. And the thing I like about him, he's a tough, tenacious defender. He can shoot the three ball. He's a 50-40-90 guy, man. You know, he shot like 50% from the field, 40 from three, 90 from the line.
Mm-hmm.
You want that at your point guard spot.
Okay.
And then the other thing about him is if you need to move him over to the two guard, you can. He's a combo guard. And since Victor Oladipo's out right now, and we probably won't see him until after the All-Star break, two guard spot, I would have Jeremy Lamb. I think Jeremy Lamb's going to start at the two.
Jeremy Lamb?
And
over Taiwan?
Yeah, Taiwan's a three. He's going to start at the three.
Oh, okay.
I think Taiwan is starting at the three.
I was thinking he was a combo 2-3, I thought.
Yeah, well, he could play both. But I think he's going to start Jeremy Lamb at the two because he's an excellent three-point shooter. He's a good slasher. He can make free throws. And he's kind of long, which will help on defense. And then at the three, you know, like I said, T.J. Warren. We already know he's a scorer. So he's going to give you those buckets that, you know, Evans and Matthews didn't give you guys last year.
Yeah.
I think T.J. Warren is giving you that. Now, this is the key part. At four, I will go ahead and start Miles Turner. And at five, I'm going to put up Sabonis and see if it works. Because I believe
if it don't work,
if it don't work, then I think they're going to trade one of them at the deadline. I really do.
Oh, man.
And honestly, I would rather keep Sabonis. I like Sabonis better than I like Miles Turner. Miles Turner is a good rim protector, and I think that would be what would save him. If they come up to a decision, I think they'll keep Turner. I wouldn't, but I think they will because Miles Turner's can block shots. And then think about it. The big man game really don't exist no more. It's all about shooting three. You know, Miles Turner's a stretch four. But the thing I don't like about Miles Turner is that he's not tough. It's like, dude, you like 7 feet, man. Get your big butt inside and play in the inside, too, instead of just shooting jump shots all the time. And that's what I like about this new kid that they got, Goga. I looked at his film. He's Miles Turner, but a tougher version of Miles Turner. He's like a stretch four, too. He can shoot. He blocks shots. He plays inside. He goes up, you know, ferociously and dunks the ball on people. But, you know, like I said, Miles, he's just soft, man. So it's almost like I would rather keep Sabonis, you know, over Miles Turner. But I'm hoping that it work because, you know, I'm not a Pacer fan. My wife's a Pacer fan, but we go to games. And I like Sabonis because I like his dad. I like Arvydas Sabonis' dad. So I'm rooting for, you know, Domantas Sabonis to do good. So I think that's going to be the experiment, man. They're going to have that lineup in and see if it works. And hopefully it works. That way Miles could just shoot his threes. You know, he could block shots. And then Domantas Sabonis could give you some inside work, something that Miles won't do. So what do you think about that?
I agree with that observation. I agree very much. Good job. Very good. Now for my part two real fast, what two do you think will be the best tandem that's been made this offseason, and which ones do you think ain't going to work? Besides, obviously, KD being injured and probably won't play next year.
I think the best tandem is going to work is going to be Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, man. I mean, think about it.
Really?
You got – yes. Yes. And I'm going to add Patrick Beverley to this too. Think about it. The Clippers now have – three of the top five perimeter defenders in the NBA on one team, man. You know Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, yeah. I never thought about that.
Yes, yes. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are both two-way players, are both two of the top two-way players in the league. Think about it. What are you going to do? What are you going to do when you come past half court? You got Patrick Beverley locking up the point guard. I would play a 2-3. Then you're going to have Kawhi on one wing. You have Paul George on the other wing. It's almost like, what are you going to do? You got three of the top perimeter defenders on one squad. So I'm going to say Paul George and Kawhi Leonard would be the best tandem just simply because both of them play great defense and they both can score on the offensive end. So those two would be my best tandem. And when KD come back, I don't know. See, KD, and I hate to say this because KD's my favorite player, but I don't know if he's going to be the same, man. Nobody comes back and be the same after Achilles tear. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Kawhi and Paul George be my best tandem.
Yeah, but although I think the Clippers give up way too much for Paul George, but that's a real good tandem, though.
Yeah, I mean, five first-round draft picks, man. Draft picks. With Danilo Gallinari and that good rookie out of Kentucky, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Mm-hmm. That is a lot, man. But that tells me they want to win now. They want to win now. And right now I have to put them as the
favorite.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They want to win now. And, I mean, they got the squad where I think that they're going to be right there, man. I mean, think about it. Look, they got Patrick Beverley, you know, lockdown defender, like I said. They got Kawhi Leonard. Both-way player. Paul George, both-way player. Montrezl Harrell, who really shocked me because I didn't think he was good at Louisville.
Yeah, about him.
But man, this dude's a double-double machine. I didn't even know he averaged 16.6 last year. You got him.
And he's a big hustle player, too, which is really good.
Yes, yes. Rebounder, block shot, tenacious defender. Mm-hmm. And then you got Louis Williams coming off the bench, giving you like 25 points a game. Louis Williams
right,
giving you like 25 off the bench. I mean, so that's what I'm saying, man. They got everything lined up. If they can stay injury-free, then I think the Clippers might win it, man.
Oh, man, that would be wild. Two back-to-back titles for the, what, first time?
For Kawhi, No.
Oh, that would be amazing. Back-to-back years, first-year franchise. Say, oh, man.
And it's just going to be wild because, you know, they play in the same building as the Lakers. They're in the same division.
Right.
That's going to be wild, man. That's why I can't wait for this. Wait for the season to start, man. Can't wait.
Agree. Very good observation. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Hey, call anytime. Questions and answers. Thursdays and Saturdays, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. I appreciate the call, buddy.
No problem, bro. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. You too. Questions and answers, baby. What's going on, man? Who's calling?
This is Q.
What's going on, Q? What you think about all this stuff going on, man? So you say Kawhi sabotaged the Lakers, huh?
Well, upon further observation, he might be a super genius. Because he's in the background pulling strings. Nobody, expected him to, go about it the way he did.
You say he's a genius, so, you know, we're talking about the guy, man, so I got to do it. You know, he's a genius, man, so I got to do it, man. I got to.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
I had to do it, man. I had to, man. Hey, you know what, though?
What's crazy is he probably laughed like that while he was playing the Lakers the whole time.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm saying, dog. Hey, man.
He played the Lakers.
He played them, dog. But you know what, though? I'm going to be honest with you, man. I didn't think that he would go to the Lakers, man. I think that Kawhi, he's the type, man. I think he would rather play against LeBron than play with him, dog. So I didn't think he was going to go to the Lakers, man. I didn't think that was going to happen anyway.
At first, I was gung-ho about him going to the Lakers, but I thought about it again. It wouldn't have been enough, basketball sharing to please all three of those guys because Kawhi is really a ball hog. And, Anthony Davis, he'll get his points, but LeBron, he would have been the one to take the biggest hit. I don't think it would have really worked out chemistry wise. So it's a good thing he went to the Clippers because, like you said earlier, it gives the league a lot more parity. So I think everybody should get ready to start getting NBA league passes.
I know it's gonna be it's gonna be a crazy season, man.
And Russell Westbrook, he's out of there.
They already saying he demanding the trade, man. They saying him and his agent then went to Sam Preston. They already trying to determine his future. You know, I'm just curious where he'll fit. When KC called earlier,
Miami. Miami.
You know, him and Jimmy Butler, I don't think that they would be good enough to, make a dent, man. But, you got two alpha dogs who keep their mind, man. So it's like, I don't know, man. Are they going to clash with each other,
Or
you
can go to
the Knicks. Yeah, the Knicks,
Or you can go to the Knicks. They got players.
I like the young talent they got.
Yeah, he can go to the Knicks and destroy the Knicks. Russell Westbrook, But
well, see, that's the thing about Westbrook, man. He needs a strong coach.
He said he needs a what?
He needs a strong coach, man, that in his tail, man. Think about it. He's had weak-minded coaches that he's been able to run, Scott Brooks and Billy Donovan. You know, and I hate that because, you know, I was an Oklahoma City fan, man. I would prefer Durant to stay there and they win a championship together. But when you got Westbrook doing whatever he wants, you know what I mean, not passing the ball to the guy that shoots a higher percentage than you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you just overrunning the coach, then it's not going to work. That's why I wanted them
to
hire
Mark
Jackson.
Miami, man. Then.
You don't think he'll run Eric Spoelstra?
Pat Riley won't allow him to do that.
Well, yeah.
Pat,
I don't know.
Pat Riley drove LeBron out of Miami.
That's true.
So he should go to the Heat because they'll pretty much, you know, kind of keep him under wraps.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll probably win some games. But like you said, he does need a coach that'll stand up to him. And, you know, hopefully that'll get him to realize that, you know what I'm saying, you're not the only one on the court. Even though he does average a triple-double, you know what I'm saying, he's, you know, so pig-headed that it's like you can't tell him nothing. So I think Miami would be the perfect fit for him. They said it's going to be kind of hard to trade him because he has such a huge contract. So we'll see.
I thought Miami had the money to absorb that, especially since they got Hassan Whiteside off the books and send him to Portland. You know what I mean?
Well, I think they'll get rid of Goran Dragic, and they might need another team or something like that. But that's who they wanted to trade anyway, Goran
mm-hmm.
Dragic, when they were trading for Jimmy Butler. So that's one person, but as far as money. I didn't hear you.
Didn't they try to send him to Dallas, but it didn't go through?
Yeah, it didn't work out. Well, Dallas, they tried to do some swindling, so that's why the trade was looking iffy at first. But, yeah, they were trying to send him to Dallas, and it didn't work out. But he'll be the person that they get rid of in order to get Westbrook. And probably, like I said before, they'll probably get another team or two because his contract is huge.
It is a big contract.
But contract. I don't know. I think the Lakers, they should try to get Carmelo. And
that's funny, man, because I've been saying that, man, but, you know, over here, you know, my brother and my wife, you know, they not the biggest Carmelo Anthony fans. But, you know, I've been saying that, man, that, you know, why not? I don't think that LeBron would be – I don't think Carmelo would be a cancer because LeBron's there. I think Carmelo, you know, he going to come in and he going to give you about 15 a game. You know, I think he could do that. And I don't think he'd have a problem coming off the bench as long as LeBron there and LeBron could talk to him. I mean, why not go there – and try to get you a ring?
Well, at this point, he's in the same position DeMarcus Cousins is in. Like, they got to be on their best behavior in order to either get paid, you know, or stay in the league and maybe, you know, win a championship. So, I mean, it sounds funny, but that, to me, that's his best option at this point because nobody else is going to sign it. He might as well go to the Lakers. But I'm saying that because the Lakers two guard situation. Oh god, Danny Green, you gave him $30 million. Is it 30?
Yeah,
I think it's 30. They paid $30 for
million.
2 years or something
million,
like that.
2 years. Yep. I think he's a good pickup, though, man. I mean, that's a lot of money.
He's a good pickup, not to start. He's a good pickup to come off the bench.
No,
but
I think you can
start.
Why you don't think you can start with them?
Oh, no. No. He's if you notice, Danny Green, he's older. He's not as mobile. You got guys that's two guards nowadays that'll destroy him. You know, he's good coming off, you know, screens or whatever and, you know, getting kickouts. But as far as, like, on the ball defense, nah. So that's one of the weaknesses that they have.
So who do you think is out there they should get? Because not a lot of people out there,
to
man.
Say now, there's nobody else to sign. Holiday.
Iguodala. Iggy's still out there. I think Iggy would be a good fit. Yeah, but I think he'd be a good fit. Plays
he would
defense.
Be, but coming off the bench, I'm talking about like a service. They re-signed Caldwell Pope.
Yeah. He plays defense, man.
I think only saw him hit two shots the whole season last year. And they paid him. He got all that money. I didn't see him hit a shot at all. I mean, well, those two times. But other than that, they need, I don't know. It is going to be interesting with the Lakers. But as far as the league goes, this is something, you know, that all the fans, you know, they've been wanting to see.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about Alex Caruso, man? You think they should bring him back? He's a two guard. He was all right. You know, he had flashes. Maybe he might be able to play better this year, man.
John Paxson flashes.
I mean, only
those
other thing I can think of
like
is somehow, some way, try to get Bradley Beal, but I don't think they'll be able to do that.
Nah, they won't. They don't have anything left. Like, they don't have no young players.
Yeah.
Unless, who is it? Kyle Kuzma get that call to the office.
Yeah, he probably the only last party
that LeBron sent off.
Yeah,
the last keep him because you know they have to keep him because future wise LeBron won't be there. You know, I think he might be gone in the next couple of years, and Anthony Davis.
I think LeBron I think LeBron will win the Bronny Jr. lead, man. I think he want to be the first father son combination to play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like on the same.
He gonna end up back in Cleveland.
He might, man. But I think that's gonna happen, man. I think he's waiting on Bronny to get to the league, man. I do, man.
they'll sign LeBron's son for the Cavs. Wouldn't that be ironic?
Man, speaking of Cleveland, man, I mean, damn, man. Now, I don't understand what they did, man, in the NBA draft. They just drafted Colin Sexton last year. The kid had a great rookie year. I mean, he averaged like 16 a game, about 7 assists. And then they go draft this kid out of Vanderbilt, Garland, who – you know, Winston Garland's son, they draft him. And I watched his highlights. They comparing him to Damian Lillard. I mean, he's okay. But why would you draft two point guards, man? It's like since LeBron left, man, Cleveland just, they don't know how to draft or nothing.
Well, Colin Sexton is more like Damian Lillard than Garland. That's one of those mind-boggling picks. You picking two guards that pretty much play the same, and they're short. And, you might have a good coach coming from college or whatever, but they're going to get ate up. You know, like your last caller said about the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers, they a dark horse team.
Yeah,
I think they're going to be kind of scary going into the playoffs. They make the playoffs.
Yeah, if Vic could give them something when he come back, because I think he's going to come back after the All-Star break, but I still don't think he's going to be Vic. You know that he's not going to be the old Vic until the next season. But if he can give them anything, man, then the Pacers are going to be scary, man. Because I like that. I like Malcolm Brogdon. That was a good pickup, and Jeremy Lamb's a good pickup too. And T.J. Warren, I mean, all the moves they made are good moves. Yeah. I just, my issue is just with Miles Turner being so damn soft. It's like, dude, you do is shoot jump shots. Man, get your big 7 foot butt in the inside. Develop you a couple of post moves, man. It's like all he do is shoot jump shots.
He do all that the tough stuff in pickup games in the summer.
Yeah.
But when the season starts, he revert back to being soft. So
just shoot jump shots, man.
I think he might end up getting traded. They'll probably trade him because you got to be tough. You got Giannis in the East that you'll probably be playing a few games, and he's gonna get better. The East is loaded. I mean,
yeah.
Aside from a few teams, like the Wizards or whatever, but the East is pretty loaded because Philly, out of the Eastern Conference teams, is going to be between Philly and the Bucks.
Milwaukee.
Philly, if they get it together, they're going to be kind of low. Yeah, they still got Ben Simmons, so he can't shoot. But
Ben Simmons, man, and see that would disappoint me, man. Cause, you know, I kind of root for Philly, but I mean, I love Embiid, man. But it's like Embiid gonna give you 55 games, man. It's like he just can't stay healthy. If Embiid can stay healthy, if Ben Simmons would just develop a damn mid range shot, he don't have to go out
that's
the 3-point line. It's a mid-range shot. Free throw line and in, dog. It's like, come on, dog. You can't develop that. If he could develop that, then the Sixers would come out the
East. He'd be unstoppable.
He would be unstoppable.
Ben Simmons would instantly be – he would be better than Giannis. If he developed a jumper, a mid-range jumper, like you said, he would be a top five player in the NBA. But, you know, he'd rather chase –
Kardashians, man. That Kardashian curse. That's what it is, man. That damn Kardashian curse, dog.
He shoot jump shots.
He can't shoot.
He can't shoot.
Yeah,
he don't want to shoot. That's the bad part.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know.
And that's why I didn't like about him in college. You know, I'm like, man, all he do is just he don't shoot at all. When he's at LSU, I didn't see him take not one jump shot, dude, when he was in college at LSU. I didn't see one jump shot.
I saw him shoot a couple times, but it was because they sagged off of him just like they doing it in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he bricked it. But, I mean, Giannis is actively trying to get him a jump shot. So he's already won the MVP.
Yeah, he's working.
And they already told him the same thing. If you develop an inkling of a jump shot, you're going to
be unstoppable. Yep, I totally
agree.
He don't
believe in that. He just want to run up and down the court and fade away in game in certain games when they need him to win or whatever. But I mean, other than that, it's gonna be a pretty fun season.
I know, man.
Hopefully nobody gets hurt and spoils everything. But
I agree. So what you think about Zion? Did you catch any of the Zion RJ Barrett game yesterday? Summer league game?
Yeah. He's out of shape.
Yep.
He's out of shape. I mean, he's doing his dunks and all that other stuff. But he was winded before he got hurt. But
definitely helping him puff.
Like you said, he needs to work on his jumper and his free throws too, because it looks like he'll probably end up at the line a lot.
And everything is line drive, man.
Breaking free throws. Yeah.
So, line drives, no arc. Set shot, straight set shot. It was like he's one of them old school players, man, that just shoot set shots, man. Don't even jump at all.
No.
You know, so yeah, he definitely got work on that. I like the addition of Al Horford to the Sixers too, man. I think that's going to help the Sixers too.
Yeah.
Horford going there.
Yeah. They'll be instantly a lot smarter and tougher.
Mm-hmm.
And he can shoot threes.
Yep.
So he earned his money. He earned his contract.
Yeah.
It's just Philly doesn't have that 3-point shooting. Well, I really like JJ Redick anyway, but he was a liability. But he still could shoot threes. It's just they might be a little bit better because even though he shot his three-pointers while he was on the team, I think they get a little bit tougher. And then Josh Richardson, he's pretty good. Is it Josh Richardson?
Yeah. I think that's a good pickup, man.
The guy from Miami?
Yeah, he plays defense. He's a pretty good slasher. I think that's going to be big. Yeah. I see him in the starting lineup with those guys, you know, with Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons at the guards. And what do you think about that 180 to Tobias Harris, man? That was literally because they lost Jimmy Butler, dog. They didn't want to lose him either. So, I mean, I like Tobias Harris, man, but $180 million, I don't think he's worth that, man. What you think?
I don't either, but the way the NBA is, you know, I'm tripping about JaVale McGee getting $8 million. So,
you know what though, that's a good pickup for the Lakers, though, man. He played good, man.
Him and Rondo are two that
I believe they should have re-signed. They definitely should have re-signed
who's
him and Rondo.
Between him and Boogie Cousins,
I'll start JaVale McGee.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man. Dude, he's a better defender.
You pay Boogie Cousins $3 million. A former All-Star. And you give JaVale McGee, you give JaVale McGee $8.5 million. That's motivation for Boogie Cousins. JaVale McGee's not going to start. That's motivation for him, for Boogie
Cousins. He should,
man. But
he's the better rim protector.
He's still goofy.
He give you alley oops and stuff. He give you inside buckets. Boogie Cousins, man, he already had no lift before the Achilles injury. He really don't have no lift now. Boogie kind of,
he's in the short off season to get better.
Yeah. He's gonna have to do that. See, he's in show improve mode, man. He's been in show improve mode the last two
seasons.
That's
all I'm saying. Motivation.
I think he's start. Yeah?
Nah.
I think he's going to start JaVale, man.
But Tobias Harris, he kind of earned his money.
Mm-hmm.
I think he faded away in the playoffs. He really didn't do much when they played against the Raptors.
Raptors.
Yeah, he did. They had a chance to win.
It's almost like Siakam came out the game, man.
Yes, but he was more athletic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he just wants to shoot jumpers or whatever. But he can, you know, do other things too. He didn't show it. But Siakam, he, you know, young, athletic, fast.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a good coach, so, I mean, that helped too. But, I mean, like, the salary cap is going to go up again. So we'll be seeing a few more players probably get overpaid and probably get traded.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Hey, it's something else I got to ask you, man, about our hometown boy, Etuan Moore, man.
Who?
Is he safe? Or is he going to lose his spot on the Pelicans with all these moves they're making, all these guys they're bringing in? It's our homeboy,
He's
out of there. That's what I'm wondering. What's going to happen with him, man?
Because they still going to go probably after – they probably still going to go after Bradley Beal.
Mm-hmm.
He a trade piece because his contract probably – I think he only got maybe a couple more years left.
Yeah. It was a $34 million. Yeah, probably like 20-something million left on it.
Yeah, he's probably going to get traded. I'm surprised he's on there now. But he'll probably get traded. He's a good, you know, role player. It's just like they had him – they had – Etuan's only about 6'3", 6'4", and they had him playing small forward.
Yeah.
So that tell you right there. Plus they got J.J. Redick, who a shooter.
Yep.
Who else? Is somebody else at the two?
Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram. I mean, they love it, man.
Jrue Holiday. Yeah, he's a trade piece now. So
If not traded, he's gonna be sitting on the bench. What you think? If not traded, he's gonna be riding the Oak.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so
I mean,
low key,
the Pelicans have a good team.
Yeah, man, they're an exciting team, dude. They're gonna be fun to watch. So, what do you think would be a good place for Etuan, man? That's what I've been trying to think about. I don't know.
Probably the Bucks.
The Bucks?
I would say the Bucks. Yeah.
They really don't have a two guard that I can think of. I mean, they got Bledsoe at one. They've been starting that Sterling Brown dude at two. And Etuan should be able to beat him out, right?
Actually, let me see. Etuan, I could see him going to the Bucks. I think the Bucks need to get rid of Bledsoe.
No, they just re-signed him to a big deal last year. They just re-upped him. I doubt they trade him.
Yeah,
they just re-signed him.
I think
he's
going to
be their point guard.
He's going to hurt him when they get to the playoffs. Yeah, that was a bad move. He's a playoff liability. But Etuan, it's kind of hard to say. He pretty much can fit in with almost any team. But like you said, he's about to be on the bench because unless somebody gets hurt, they pretty stacked at his position. And the Pelicans not putting him at small forward again.
that's going to be Brandon Ingram. And Lonzo will be the point, and J-Rue going to be the two.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll back up J-Rue Holiday, man. Yeah, maybe he'll back up J-Rue Holiday. That's the only thing I could think of. But then J.J. Redick, like you said, they brought in J.J. Redick. So you would expect him to be backing up J.Rue Holiday.
And J.J. Redick, well, if he comes in shooting pretty good, Etuan doesn't really have a spot. So.
That kind of sucked, man, because, we root for this little young guy. Well, at least we can't say he got paid, though, That last contract was a lifer,
He's a hometown hero.
Yep.
So, it's just unfortunate that, he was on the playoff team with the Pelicans, and he did pretty good. But it's hard to say unless he goes to the Grizzlies or something. But.
Hey, team up with John Morant.
He'll be a good veteran for him. Jack up some shots.
Yeah, because they're going to be
horrible.
I want
to see where Dwight Howard goes.
He getting bought out, right? Because he got traded.
He about to get waived.
They're going to wave him. Well, I don't know, man. Dwight Howard got issues, man.
You haven't seen the memes.
No, I haven't seen nothing, man. But I know it. I could imagine what it was, though. it was on that type of stuff.
He was playing old town road when he got to Memphis.
Oh man, I know. I just found out about him. I didn't even know that. I just found out about the Nas X dude, man. I didn't even know that. I'm like, what?
Well, that's my disclaimer. I got a disclaimer because can't really. But Dwight Howard, I ain't no telling where he going. He might end up on the Blazers. He can't go to the Blazers.
No, they just picked up Whiteside, man.
Whiteside.
Whiteside
the Kings. Yeah, the Kings.
Man, he might just be out of the league, man. He might just be gone.
Yeah, he might be.
I don't think he want to play ball no
more
anymore.
With Carmelo.
Yeah.
He got his money, too. So.
Yeah.
It's just nobody want to deal with him. You getting traded and signed and waived, and nobody want to deal with his goofiness.
Goofiness and antics.
Yeah. I'm going to shut up, man. He's so ripe for the jokes, man. I would get off with Dwight Howard.
I haven't seen none of the memes, one-liners. Man. Yeah.
I got to
see the memes, man. I haven't seen any of them, man. But I know they're funny.
They are. But, yeah, it's like I said, it'll be a very interesting season. Look for Devin Booker to not be on the Suns too long.
And I never understood why he re-signed with them anyway, dude. He need to just go to a winner, man, because he's good.
Well, you get your money first, and then you complain.
Mm-hmm.
So
hey, that's true.
That's the blueprint right there. This probably be his last season on the Suns. Mm-hmm. The way things are going nowadays, you know, players, you know, what totally shocked me was Paul George asking for that trade.
It didn't shock me,
like,
man, because I think Paul George, man, I always believed he was scared to go back home and play because he didn't want that pressure of being the alpha dog. Things started going wrong, that L.A. media would have been all in his face, and I don't think he could handle it. Now that there is an alpha dog in L.A., now he's willing to go home. So I don't know, man. I think Paul George is scared of the moment, man.
I believe that too, but some people say he didn't want to play with LeBron James. They say, like, nobody wants to play with LeBron James.
Yeah, I always hear that too.
I don't believe, you know. My thing in his defense, and I don't defend everything he do.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to a team with a losing mentality and you expect better things out of yourself, you know, as a player, I would trade the whole team if I had a chance to. So, why would you want to go somewhere and you losing all the time? Guys is, you know, making mixtapes about each other, that they on the same team making mixtapes about each other.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you getting guys, you know, when you get to Cleveland, who was losing only winning 13 games the year before, I would get rid of all of them too. So, I mean, Paul George, like you said, he lost his credibility ever since he left Indiana. So,
I agree with that.
But it took me by surprise. I didn't think that, but come to find out, Kawhi orchestrated all of this stuff.
That's the reason why
it took so long.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, man, I'm going to play that forever, dude. Whenever we talk about this, man, I got to do it, man. Because, like you said, that's what he's doing to everybody, man. He laughing right now. Right now he's doing that, man. He's doing that right now. Like you said, hey, he's a deadly, quiet, mastermind assassin.
Yep. There's no arguing against that. Whoever thought otherwise, you've seen, you know, the result of all that, all his quietness, and it paid off.
Yeah, it did.
And it's not, you can't really argue against it. He was a free agent. He didn't demand a trade. He played on the team they sent him to. They won a championship. It's nothing really you can, you know. I mean, the Thunder fans, but then if you look at Paul George, it's like, he got turncoat way anyway, so good rings, you know, but at the expense of Russell Westbrook, it looks bad.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure he didn't say anything to Russ, man. I think that he went straight to Paul Presti's office. He went straight into Sam Presti's office and demanded a trade. And Russ didn't know nothing about it.
Nope. He probably heard about it on Twitter, on ESPN or something the next day.
I know.
And
it's like deja vu on him, dude. KD did that to him, and not Paul George did it to him. It's like, damn.
Yeah. So now he's, you know, he probably going to be on the team too, because they were trying to get rid of Steven Adams. Was it before the trade deadline? Well, before free agency started, they were talking about getting rid of Steven Adams. And that was the last thing I heard about, like, that was going on with the Thunder. And, you know, I look up, well, Kawhi's going to the Clippers. Well, okay, all right. Next thing you know, and they're trading for Paul George. Like, how? What?
I know.
Come to find out, Kawhi was recruiting the whole time. And they said he, like you said, went into the, how can somebody one year, the year before, get bullied into re-signing with the team, and the next thing you know, you asking for a trade because somebody else wants you to come play with them. I've never seen nothing like that.
Me neither.
So
me neither, man.
Was the, you know, the NBA, but.
Yeah.
We're talking more about them than football.
I know. Well, I can't wait for football season to start, though. That's going to be fun.
It is. No, I ain't talking about no football, man. Football team always winning.
Nobody want to talk to me about football.
I don't even like football no more.
Hey, man, your Bears going to be better, though. Hey, as long as Mr. Trubisky get better, man, your Bears going to be better.
Man, they got rid of Jordan Howard, man.
Man, they got the rookie running back that's supposed to be pretty good, and they still got the little dude that's good. They all right, man. They all right.
We'll see.
To me, it all depends on Trubisky, man. Whatever if Trubisky play good, then you guys gonna be all right.
Yeah, you know? We'll see.
Yeah.
That's my team, but, you know, as long as Tom Brady playing, ain't nobody winning no more Super Bowls. So I ain't got nothing else to say about this.
There you go, man. Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
And I don't even like the Patriots.
I know you don't. Nobody does but me. But me, I'm the only one.
Oh, my gosh. No. Okay, the Patriots, they'll probably win again.
I hope so, man. But okay, man. Well, hey, thanks for calling, man. We had a nice long conversation this time. But I appreciate it, man. Whenever you free, because I know you be working these crazy hours. So whenever you free, man, Thursdays and Saturdays, 7:30, man, Central Time. I mean, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Call in, man, right, so we can do some more of this stuff because, like I said, it's going to be a crazy season, man. I can't wait for it to start and talk about all this stuff, man.
NBA League, man.
I know, right?
Yeah. All right, man.
All right, thank you.
Call in next time. All right.
Okay, man, take it easy. All right, that was Q. Yeah, nice long conversation. Hey, if you guys want to chime in on this stuff, give me a call. Still got 15 minutes left in the show, man. Call in 1-347-843-4939. Call in. You want to talk about NBA free agency, man? It's mad right now. I mean, you got Kawhi signing the Clippers. Somehow Paul George, they would finagle his way out of Oklahoma City and join them there. You know, now Kawhi and the Clippers probably the team to beat because they got three of the best perimeter defenders on the same squad. Their team is going to be ridiculous defensively, man. You got Montrezl Harrell, who's a banger, block shots, physical, does all the dirt and grind. I mean, dude, they're going to lead the league in not allowing teams to score, man. They might give up like 80-some points a game. they might just give up about 80-some points a game. And somebody made a comment on TV saying that they might get 30 steals a game. They probably get half that. As a team, they probably might get about 15 steals a game, man, as a team. That's how good defensively this team is going to be. And then you got Louis Williams. Like I said, you got Louis Williams coming off the bench, giving you like 22, 23 points a game. Clippers got it. I mean, on paper, I would say they're the best team in the NBA, man. You know, when the Lakers picked up Anthony Davis, it was the Lakers that was probably considered, you know, the best team in the NBA with Anthony Davis and Kyle Kuzma, and then, you know, fill out the rest. But even with just those three, they probably were considered the best team in the NBA. But nah, that got to go to the Clippers, man. And it's going to be crazy because, like I said, they're in the same building. Same building, same division. That's going to be nuts. I can't wait to watch that game on TV. And you know the NBA going to have that as probably a Christmas game. The Lakers against the Clippers, that's going to be a Christmas Day game. Watch. Watch when the schedule come out. That's going to be a Christmas Day game. You know they're going to do that, man. That's going to be the marquee game of Christmas night. The Lakers and the Clippers. You already see it coming, man. But like I said, I like their roster, man. Completely forgot they picked up Mo Harkless from Portland. He's a good defender. You know, he's a pretty decent player. And then they got that one kid, Rodney Magruder. He's a rookie. You know, he's a rookie last year. He's a pretty decent scorer. Landry Shamet, who played at Wichita State. He is good. He got drafted by the Sixers and then traded to the Clippers last season. He's a good player. I mean, I really like what the Clippers did, man. You know, but like you said, yo, Paul George is kind of snake mode, man. I believe Paul George, you know, he talking all that smack when he's with the Indiana Pacers about how he's going to go to L.A. You might as well trade me because I'm going to L.A. They trade him to Oklahoma City. He plays out the rest of the season at Oklahoma City and then re-ups with Oklahoma City instead of going to L.A. like he's supposed to. Like I said, I believe he's scared of the pressure, man. I don't think Paul George wanted to deal with that, being the hometown kid, being expected to, you know, walk in the shoes of a Kobe Bryant, his idol who he idolized, and lead the Lakers to the promised land of this new generation. I don't think he wanted to deal with that type of pressure. And I believe that's the reason why he re-upped with Oklahoma City. And now because Kawhi, you know, talked to KD first, that didn't work out. Then he go talks to Paul George and like, hey, look, man, I'm going back home. I'm going to sign with L.A. with the Clippers. Come with me. And then Paul George just goes to Sam Presti and demands a trade. And like I said, I'm pretty sure he didn't tell Russell Westbrook. Kind of makes you feel sorry for us because this has happened to him twice. You know, KD wasn't supposed to leave. KD was supposed to stay there with him, told him he's going to stay there. And then KD up and go to Golden State, the team that they had just lost to. They had just blew a 3-1 lead to. And like I said, and that brings back bad memories for me because I'm an OKC fan. And I just knew that they was going to win that series. But game 6, Klay Thompson showed up, man. Hit like 45 points in that damn game. And that was it, man. Golden State came all the way back and won. Put them out. And that was the 73-win Golden State team. And, you know, KD, he went to him. You know, like I said, it's kind of hard for me to mix. I'm a KD guy, but I mean, hey, he went to a team that won 73 games that was already had championship team in place. He did. He did. But I'm still never going to discount him for winning 2 back-to-back MVPs in the finals, and he did not take a ride. But he did join a team that was already set up to win championships. You know? Guys, I got 10 minutes left, man. If you want to call in, talk about Kawhi signing with the Clippers, Paul George finagling his way out of Oklahoma City, the NBA Summer League, what did you think about Zion's performance yesterday? 11 points on 4-9 shooting. Had a couple of Zion dunks, but he was very winded. Basically showed everybody that line drive jump shot he has, where he has no lift. He doesn't jump off the ground when he shoots his jump shot. It's more of a set shot, not a jump shot. You know, that's something he needs to work on his game with. But other than that, man, everything, he needs to get his stamina back, because he's out of shape right now. Let's say he's been traveling everywhere, you know, probably doing card shows and, you know, trying to figure out which shoe deal he going to get. And he hasn't been focusing on basketball like the last 3 months, man. So this dude is out of shape. He's not in basketball condition. So he has to get that back. And like I said, it's wise they shut him down. He got hurt yesterday in the summer league game. He bumped knees with another player. Shut him down, man. You don't want to risk that kid being hurt and not playing on opening night in New Orleans. Because all those people, you know what I'm saying, they're going to go crazy, man. They see that kid out there. First dunk of the game, they're going to go nuts and be jumping out of the stadium. Because everything he did on the floor yesterday was, So you definitely want to have him on your home floor if you're New Orleans Pelicans to go along with Alonzo Ball, who's going to be the new point guard. And I'm expecting him to have a big comeback, you know, year, because he's not going to have to worry about his dad being all in his presence. You know, he don't have to worry about the pressure of being the hometown L.A. kid to bring the franchise back to prominence. You don't have to worry about none of that crap no more. He can just go down here in New Orleans, play his game, and be himself. So I'm totally expecting to see the UCLA Lonzo Ball, not the Lonzo Ball from the last couple of years who always stayed injured and, you know, turned the ball over a lot and just seemed comfortable in that Laker offense. So I believe we're going to see a totally different Lonzo Ball. Then you got Brandon Ingram, you know, the Kevin Durant wannabe. He's going to be playing the three. I mean, he could score. Good jump shot. You know, long and lanky. Can handle the ball. You know, you have Zion playing the four. And I think that's going to be, you know, excitement, man. Lonzo able to get these balls, you know, get the ball to people, man. So I think he's going to be able to get the ball to Zion in places where he could be successful. And then last year's point guard, Jrue Holiday, I think they're going to move him to the two guard, because you can't take him out of lineup, man. He's too good. He could score the ball too. I mean, you could have dual point guards in there. And I think Jrue Holiday can play the role as a two guard, you know, a score for that team. Now, center, are they going to go with Jahlil Okafor? Or are they going to go with the kid they drafted out of Texas? You know, he kind of skinny, though. Are they going to go with him? So I like what the Pelicans did. J.J. Redick, you know, coming in shooting threes. And they Pelicans, man, they it's almost like they – you know, letting it known that they're going for a playoff spot this year. They're not just trying to rebuild and, you know, take years to get to a certain level. They're trying to get in the playoffs and do some things this year because of how they're building this team. You know, it's young. It's going to be exciting. And so, you know, that's why they need Zion out there healthy. So it was good for them to shut him down, man. It was the right thing to do. Let me see what else. Oh yeah, my the day in sports history. On this day, July 6, 2002, Serena Williams beats older sister Venus 7-6-6-3 to get her first Wimbledon win. You know, so that's like a historic moment. Serena beat Venus for the first time in a major championship, and she got her first, you know, winning championship. And, you know, we all know what Serena is about right now. You know, she got about, what, 16 majors championships in tennis? I mean, she needs a few more to tie. I think she got a tie Martina Navratilova, or I think it's Martina. She got a tie. She might be two away. You know, she's older now. Serena probably about 37, but that happened in 2002 on this day. So, yeah, guys, hey, I got about 5 minutes, man. If you want to call in, talk about any of this, 1-347-843-4939. It doesn't just have to be these topics I'm talking about. If you want to call in, T-Wash, what you think about the Colts? Even though I'm not a Colts fan, but, you know, I like Andrew Luck. I could talk about the Colts a little bit. You know, T-Wash, what you think about Cleveland Browns, who I think is going to be the, you know, a good team this year? Because I love Baker Mayfield, man. Baker Mayfield is the truth. I think Mayfield has game, and I think he's going to lead those boys to that AFC North crown. I don't think the Steelers are going to win it this year. I think it's going to be Cleveland because they were so close last year, man. Think about it. If Baker Mayfield starts the season last year, they probably make the playoffs. They probably make the wild card. And with the addition of Odell Beckham Jr. to go along with Jarvis Landry, his old college teammate at LSU, that'll pretty much keep Odell Beckham Jr. in check. And he probably won't have these, you know, on-the-field antics that he did when he was in, you know, in New York. And then that Cleveland defense is good. I mean, Myles Garrett is going to, well, he's doing nothing but getting better. So I expect Cleveland to, you know, make some noise. You know, then, of course, you know, those New England Patriots up in northeast, you know, northeastern part of the country. You know, I know everybody hate the Patriots. Nobody wants to talk about the Patriots, you know. Everybody want to find some kind of way to diss them. And, you know, Tom Brady, he can't play no more. You know, Max Kellerman, dumb butt. You know, he just won't let it go. You know, Max Kellerman just won't let it go, man. I mean, I don't get it. The man is 42, still performing at a high level. You said something about this dumb cliff about 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. And in this time period, this dude done won 2 Super Bowls. And then, you know, when your coworkers ask you about it on the first day show, you know, you still trying to find something to nitpick about with Tom Brady and, you know, find something to down him about. At the same time, saying he's the greatest quarterback of all time, but then you find something to try to down him with. It's like, dude, just let it go, Max Kellerman. I mean, I don't understand. You and Rob Parker are like two of the most idiotic sports journalists I've ever seen, man. I mean, you hate the man and hate the team so much that you just got to find something. You know what I mean? Find something to make them look bad. I mean, dude, the dude keep winning, man. The dude is 40-some years old. As long as he don't have a catastrophic injury, the dude is going to continue to win, man. It's like, just let it go. Kellerman, Rob Parker, just let it go, man. Just, I don't understand. Let it go. The dude's a winner, man. It's like you guys just can't stand it. You know, just like all the other Patriot haters out here, you know, a lot of them that mess with me, you just can't stand that the Patriots just keep winning, man. You just, you know, you just can't stand it. It's killing you. You know, it's so bad. A lot of people, you know, they wishing Tom Brady, you know, wishing he get hurt or something. You know, that's the only way that man get hurt. That's the only way your team will have a chance. So, yeah, I just had to do that quick rant, man. You know, talked about football a little bit. And see, that's my point. We don't just have to discuss the topics I'm throwing out here. You know, I'm talking about NBA free agency today. I'm talking about the Kawhi Leonard deal, Paul George getting traded, you know, for a haul. Paul George got traded for Danilo Gallinari, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and 5 draft picks. So that means the Clippers are going to have, I mean, the Thunder are going to have the Clippers draft pick for the next 5 straight years. That's crazy. Well, guys, I want to thank you for calling in. Everybody that called in, and I really appreciate it. It was a great show today. It was good to have so many callers, you know, as we discussed this NBA free agency. Hey, question and answers, Thursdays and Saturdays, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Thank you, guys.